It was a discussion item when the Red Oak City Council met on Monday, August 17th. A parking restriction area agenda item regarding Coolbaugh Street parking ordinance, no parking south side 8th to Highland Street. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Red Oak Mayor Tim Friedhoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter. They tell us more about the discussion during the meeting.
Next, a discussion item, which I have to say, I'm going to be 100% honest, caught me a little bit off guard. The parking restriction area on Coolbaugh Street, this is what Mr. Rogers commented on, but yes, the discussion, quite frankly, got pretty heated.
It got a little heated, yeah, it did.
In the meeting last night. So talk to me about the parking discussion, and again, it was a discussion.
Right. Well, Coolbaugh. You know, again, background there, in 2023, as in the packet here, you know, we had approved an ordinance addressing some of those parking issues on Coolbaugh Street from 8th Street to Highland. The intent then, the group, and I'll say it again, there was a number of us there. The then street superintendent, Chief Ramey, was there. I was there. Council Woman Lester was there. The city administrator at the time was there. I mean, there was a room full of people. We were going through, combing through the parking regulations, restrictions, all that. That's around the same time that we changed the snow ordinance. And we were trying to look at, you know, what still makes sense to have and what doesn't make sense to have anymore, because obviously things change over the years and traffic changes. And so, you know, especially if you just kind of a side note, think about Corning. You know, a lot of those probably parking restrictions and things were put into place when it was a school.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been a school for years. So mm-hmm. Do those parking restrictions even still make sense? Probably not. But the point was, at that time, we had originally intended, and it was supposed to have been from 8th Street to Highland, was supposed to be no parking on one side, which would be the south side. And then we had asked for that four-way stop at that intersection. Well, for whatever reason, things didn't happen correctly. That didn't happen, and only 90% of the street ended up with signs on one side saying no parking. So it was a mistake. Somebody goofed up. Yeah. Anyway, so now the conversation has come back again. Do we need to move forward and fix it the way that it needs to be? Because the language in the code actually isn't completely clear the way that it needs to be. It's that got messed up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my view of this is we were looking to go back and right that wrong, which was supposed to have happened then, and so to correct it now, to have full no parking on one side from 8th Street to Highland.
Yeah. So again, I guess I walked away from last night without a clear direction on what's going to happen. Are we going to discuss it more, talk about it more, or what's the next
thing? I'm going to put it on the council for a vote at the next meeting and just end it. Hmm.
I'm going to draft an ordinance that has no parking on the south side from 8th to Highland.
Which was the intention back a number of years ago.
Correct.
Okay.
And if the council then can consider that, and if there's some agreement that if the council doesn't pass that ordinance, they can amend the ordinance for the first reading to say something different. But my intention is, we've talked about it now enough, that we need to have some sort of action. So based on, I think, the non-actionable discussion that took place last night, I will draft it as it was originally intended, and then the council can go from there.
Okay.
Anybody that's interested in the topic, I did hear maybe a few people intend to come next time, but we'll see.
Yeah.
As we always talk about, sometimes people have opinions and are less interested in actually coming to express them at meetings. But even if you have an opinion about it, highly encourage you to reach out to any of the five council members or Mayor Friedhoff. You can call City Hall. Obviously, we're always memorializing if people give us their opinions about it. But that is the intent, is that I will place it on the agenda for Tuesday, September 8th, which is a day late because of Labor Day. And we will go from there and see once the council actually has to vote where it goes.
Thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Friedhoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information. Again, regarding a discussion item during the Monday, August 17th meeting of the Red Oak City Council. Stay tuned to KCSI, KOAK Radio, and we'll keep you updated.